in the limelight.
The current coronavirus pandemic will cause individual economies to plunge into recession. Businesses will close down and jobs will be lost at similar levels to that of the Great Depression. Moreover, the pandemic is impacting both industrial and developing countries. Whereas the Great Depression was largely concentrated in industrial countries, the International Labour Organization, ILO, has predicted that the pandemic will wipe out 6.7% of working hours in the second quarter of this year, the equivalent of 195 million full-time workers. This is already playing out. According to the US Department of Labor, in the United States, more than 22 million people filed claims for jobless benefits in the 4 weeks ending on 11th of April. We've prepared for you an interesting article written by William Gameda, an associate professor in the School of Governance, University of Witwatersrand, South Africa, under the heading Coronavirus Impact Could Compare to the Great Depression. The article was published on AlJazeera.com website. Please stay with us for more of William Gameda's article. The coronavirus crisis will be the biggest financial crisis of our generation, much larger than the 2007 to 2009 global financial crisis. It is very likely that the economic impact of the coronavirus crisis will be comparable with the Great Depression of the 1930s, the period of devastating economic decline between 1929 and 1939, which saw mass unemployment, factory closures, and the accompanying personal trauma. The coronavirus outbreak will bring an economic depression, that is, a severe and prolonged economic decline with high levels of unemployment and company closures. Record numbers of people will likely suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, the combination of stress, anxiety, and depression that develops in some people who have experienced a traumatic event. The coronavirus outbreak is already such an event. Almost 4 million people around the world have been infected by the virus, and about 300,000 people have died of it. Estimates show that the coronavirus may kill 100,000 Americans, the equivalent to double the number of Americans who died during the Vietnam War. By comparison, the Spanish flu pandemic of 1918-1919 infected 500 million people worldwide, or one-third of the world's population at a time, with 50 million deaths, of which 675,000 occurred in the United States. The world's population in 1918-1919 was estimated at 1.5 billion. If one translates this to today's figures, with a world population of 7.8 billion, it would be the equivalent of 2.6 billion people infected and 250 million deaths. The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development, or UNCTAD, the United Nations Trade and Development Agency, says the slowdown in the global economy, caused by the coronavirus outbreak is likely to cost at least $1 trillion in 2020 alone, in terms of reduced economic growth and reduced gross domestic product, GDP. Over time, the cost to the global economy is likely to be three or four times that figure. During the Great Depression of the 1930s, unemployment in many countries hovered around 25%, with 1 in 4 people in industrial countries made jobless by the Depression. In the United States, nearly half of the banks collapsed, 20,000 companies went bankrupt, and 23,000 people committed suicide. The current pandemic will cause individual economies to plunge into recession. Businesses will close down and jobs will be lost at similar levels to that of the Great Depression of the 1930s. Moreover, the pandemic is impacting both industrial and developing countries, whereas the Great Depression was largely concentrated in industrial countries. The International Labour Organization, ILO, has predicted that the pandemic will wipe out 6.7% of working hours in the second quarter of this year, the equivalent of 195 million full-time workers. This is already playing out. According to the US Department of Labor, in the United States, more than 22 million people filed claims for jobless benefits in the 4 weeks which ended on 11th of April. To put these latest numbers into context, in 2008, at the height of the global financial crisis, 2.6 million people in the United States filed for unemployment benefit in that year, making 2008 the year with the biggest employment loss since 1945. Suicides, domestic violence, and murders increased during times of economic hardship, and this may be further exacerbated by lockdowns and self-isolation. Wealthier countries such as Germany, Britain, and the United States have rolled out large aid programs, larger than those which appeared in the aftermath of the 2008 global financial crisis, to support businesses, the self-employed, and the unemployed for loss of income during the lockdown. Germany will give unlimited loans to large companies, pay 60% of salaries to troubled companies to allow them to reduce the working hours of their employees without having to lay them off, and financial support to the self-employed. The United States has unveiled a $2 trillion coronavirus rescue package for struggling companies and struggling employees, which includes loans, equity stakes for government in businesses in strategic sectors, and direct cash payments to individuals. Whilst these bailouts might provide interim relief, they will plunge countries, companies, and families into debt for years, whilst we will also have to deal with a social crisis of deaths, suicides, and mental disintegration for a long time after the coronavirus pandemic is over. After the Great Depression of the 1930s, there was a rise in nationalism around the world as a direct result of the financial, social, and emotional hardships of the Depression, creating the conditions that eventually led to the Second World War. There has been a similar rise in nationalism, populism, and xenophobia during the coronavirus outbreak. Of course, this had been growing for many years before the coronavirus pandemic, in part as a result of austerity measures that caused financial hardship in the aftermath of the 2007 to 2009 financial crisis. The coronavirus crisis would likely make those austerity measures even worse. Although there have been pockets of solidarity in response to the coronavirus outbreak, some countries have stopped vital medicines and vital medical equipment and even food from being exported to other countries. Once the crisis has passed, some countries may continue turning themselves into fortresses, excluding outsiders, whether immigrants, refugees, or foreign companies. Nationalist, populist, and extremist leaders and governments could ride the wave of post-coronavirus financial and emotional hardships in the same way they did after the Great Depression of the 1930s. There is a real danger that the hardships caused by the coronavirus pandemic will lead to authoritarian governments coming to power in many countries, whilst those already in power become more entrenched.